Hey sis, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad to have you back for another episode of Destiny Speaks. On this episode, it's all about you, sis. I'm checking on you and your well-being, hun. I'm making sure that you okay, boo. I'm here to tell you, this too shall pass. Believe it or not, coronavirus shall pass. I'm here to remind you what the Lord said. Go home, my people, and lock your doors. Hide yourselves for a little while until the Lord's anger has passed. He says in Isaiah 26:20, go home, my people, and lock your doors. Hide yourselves for a little while until the Lord's anger has passed. God is doing a new thing. There's a shift going on. And sis, I hope you are putting yourself in position, honey, to shift. Okay? Let me say it again. There's a shift going on, and I hope you're putting yourself in position, honey, to shift, sis. I believe if we're doing what we're supposed to do, hand washing, practicing hand washing, wearing our masks when we're out in public, you know, we are cleaning our homes, high traffic areas, especially our countertops, doorknobs, toilets. We are hand sanitizing when we don't have access to wash our hands. Let me tell you, I keep a bottle of hand sanitizer in my purse and one in my car. So, when I go out, one in my purse, one in my car, not to mention at home. And I make sure the kids know to wash their hands, you know, and use the hand sanitizer when they can't access the bathroom or the sink or whatever. When we out in the backyard doing something, there's a bottle of hand sanitizer, there's Lysol, mopping them floors, keeping the house clean. I believe stuff you were supposed to be doing even before COVID-19, period. Yes. But sis, I'm here to check on you. At first, when this thing started, yes, I was stressing out. Yes, it was crazy. I'm not even going to pretend that this thing is not crazy. This is crazy. I was stressing out. What was stressing me out was trying to keep up with the news every hour. I had to know what was going on. I wanted an update on COVID, who died, where, what the numbers was looking like. And I was going crazy. I was paranoid. I was panicking just like everybody else. And I was like, you know what? No, not going to happen. Not going to drive me crazy and have my blood pressure going up. And even upworking myself before the COVID get a hold of me. Devil is a liar. So I started to do less news, less media. I believe the media even hypes it up 10 times worse, child. Less news, less media. Focus on other things. Redirect my focus from the media. And it was time to exercise my faith in God. God, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And this COVID, I started reading Psalms 91, honey, will not touch us, honey. Put on that whole armor of God. That COVID will not touch our home. In Jesus' name. And it will not touch yours either, sis. On the upside to this, sis, I just been focus on other stuff, focus on my goals, focus on stuff that I was putting aside. Now is the time, because you have nothing but time on your hands. You have nothing but time on your hands, sis. Make every day count. Like I said, you have nothing but time on your hands. better yourself, better yourself, better your brand. Look at it in a good way instead of in a negative way. Yes, it could be frustrating working from home, not seeing anybody. And especially if you have kids, child, you gotta be the teacher too. Yes, that is very frustrating. But I would rather have it no other way. I would rather have it no other way. At least I know my kids are home safe with me, where I can monitor them and see them. Other than that, it has been a blessing. Really, you get to spend more time with family. Before that, it's like I'm going in, my husband going out, or he going out, I'm coming in. Like, we had no time. And by the time, like, we get to unwind at the end of the night, we both out like a light. So now, you get to spend more quality time with family. That's the upside for me. I get to see my husband. We talk. We lay in bed together. We watch TV. You know, just the fact that we're there together. He gets to help me with the kids. It's just been that part of it. Spending time with family has been a blessing. And it has been so priceless to me. A plus has been that I am able to save money. I am able to save money, sis. Not going out to eat left and right with your friends. Like, not going out to eat with the family. Like, I'm amazed at how much I am saving. I go online to my online banking. And I go on my bank account and I'm like, God, is this real? Like, the money I'm thinking that's going out, like, it's like nothing is right there. Like, oh my God, I can't even explain. I'm so excited, and it's such a blessing how much I've been able to save during this pandemic. It's unbelievable. When God said He will provide, honey, He will provide. What's going out is coming in 10 times fold. The money that's going out is coming back in 10 times fold. And that's amazing to me. That's beyond blessed, because I know so many people lost their jobs. So much people is not as fortunate. Myself and my husband, thank God we still both have jobs. That has been a major blessing. And I just gotta thank God for that. Like, I don't know. Words can't express. It's just been a blessing. More home-cooked meals. Yes, more home-cooked meals. I get to sit down at the dinner table with my family. Like, my kids cooking, baking, doing stuff together. It's just been amazing. The gas, I save so much on gas, because I go home and to work and I come right back home. Go to work, come right back home. Unless I'm going to the grocery store, picking up a few items, or I'm going for my little walk, which I do now, because I started walking. I was doing a fitness thing with Tybo. Girl, I love me some Tybo. I'm old school. I love me some Tybo. It's like he's right there in your living room. He motivates me. It's like I have my own little coach in my living room. That's how motivating he is. But I got bored with that, because I'm the type of person, I get bored easily. I gotta rotate and do stuff differently to keep me interested, to keep me going with my weight loss journey, my fitness journey. I gotta switch up. So even though the parks hasn't been open, I have found this nice little walking trail. It's just been so much therapy for me. I get to go out. I get to meditate. I get to talk to God. I get to know myself. I get to focus on my goals. I get to see other people, even though, yeah, we still practice social distancing, but I'm out in nature. I'm in tune with nature, with God, with myself. I do my little meditation. I do my little affirmations. It just helps me, and I want to do it because, oh my God, not to mention, I've been taking my products faithfully, my Nutriburst. If you hadn't gotten yourself on Nutriburst, you need to go ahead and get on some Nutriburst. My products has been a blessing. Nutriburst, honey, so much energy, so much mental clarity with my Nutriburst. It's a liquid vitamin with so much minerals. It's like you're eating 10 salad bowls. It's just, I don't know, it's just been incredible. It helped me so much with my journey, and I'm not just saying that because I sell it. No, the product speaks for itself, and not to mention my IASOT that I'm taking along with my Nutriburst. Just game changers. It's been detoxing me. It's been helping my skin just look so flawless. I've been glowing, and people's been inboxing me, telling me how beautiful my skin looks. My products are such a blessing. I love my products. I get to detox, and I get to take off this quarantine weight, because I was snacking like crazy, going to the fridge every hour. It's like, hold up now. Hold up. We not going to do that, sis. We going to start our weight loss routine, and we going to stick to it. So I've been doing my little walks. I've been like doing at least 3.5 miles a day. When I'm feeling like superwoman, I do 4.5. But I at least try to get 3.5 miles in, and my products make me do it flawlessly, easily, effortlessly. Lily. Yes, I love my products. And big ups to my girls who joined my team. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for joining under me. Now you get to have another stream of income, sis, while losing weight. You get to have another stream of income while helping others lose weight and feel good about themselves. I'm proud of you. And once again, thank you. And if you guys want to jump on my products, that's making me glow, that's giving me so much energy and mental clarity, you can reach me at Nurse Destiny, number 2, letter U, on Instagram. That's Nurse Destiny, number 2, and the letter U. And click that link in the bio to get on my team. You can join my team, or you can order the products. I would love to have you on my team. It's a time, sis, to, if you ever was thinking about adding another stream of income, this is the time, hun. Like I said, the world is shifting. Put yourself in a position to shift right along with the world, honey. Set yourself up, sis. If you ever lose your job, honey, you have another stream of income, hun. Because the average millionaire, hun, has 7 streams of income. We are programmed to think that there's only one way to make money, and that's a 9-to-5. I've always used to think that way too, until I begin to get around people and open up my mind to other ways of life. There's not only one way of life. There's not only one way of doing things. I don't care how wealthy or how good I'm doing in a particular career. I would love to have 2-3 other streams of income, so I don't have to depend on that one stream of income You don't know about tomorrow. Always set yourself up to make money on autopilot. Always set yourself up, sis, to make money while you sleep. Period. In 2020, sis, you shouldn't be dependent on just one stream of income. In 2020, sis, I repeat, you should not only be depending on one stream of income. If this pandemic hasn't changed your mind, sis, I don't know what will, boo. I don't know what will. Set yourself up to shift right along with the world, sis. With what God is doing. He's shifting, honey. He's doing a new thing. He's shifting, boo. He's shifting. This is the perfect time to put off starting that business. This is the perfect time to put off starting that side hustle. That, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I seriously don't know what to tell you. If you haven't not been using this time to start up that business, write that book, I don't know what to tell you, sis. The world is shifting, and you need to position yourself to shift right along with the world, boo. Don't be left out. Stay woke, sis. And also, the plus side of things. I was reading an article, child. I don't know how I came across this. I don't know if it was on social media or on news, but it stood out to me. Don't you know, like, since this pandemic happened, Miami, I read, haven't had a homicide since 1957? What? There's a plus side to this, sis. Miami haven't had a homicide since 1957. And y'all telling me there's not an upside to this pandemic? There's a good side to this pandemic, sis. Less traffic, the air is clearer, sis. More home-cooked meals, sis. You get to stay home, sis, and take care of your children. Spend time with your boo. Spend time with your family, sis. Gas is so much more affordable. Bills are extended. Kids are at home with families where they belong. I would not want to have my kids out there. Thank God they're home. Fast food is replaced with home-cooked meals now that you have time on your hand, boo. Hectic schedules are replaced with naps and relaxation. Like I said, it was so hectic. I would be so tired and exhausted. Get off, go pick up the kids, take the kids home, get them something to eat. Go do this, go do that. By the time I get home, I'm tired. My husband tired. By the time we finally lay our head to the bed, we out like a light. Now we get to talk. Now I get to see him more often. It's just been so calm and such a blessing. I'm coming home and I'm driving because I work overnight. It's just been so peaceful and quiet outside. Less traffic. Oh gosh. Mm-mm. It's just been, the air is just so much cleaner. You stop and you smell the roses. And just thank God and just be grateful for each and every day that we are here. It's a blessing. With everything that's going on, it's definitely a blessing to be here. And I thank God every single day. It's not that we are perfect. God is not a respecter of people. He loves us all the same. He don't have that status stuff that human. It's us human that put labels and status. God is not a respecter of people. He loves us all the same. It's not like we better than the other ones that lost their lives. Just give thanks and I'm just beyond grateful. And yes, this is the perfect time. If you haven't before, start a gratitude journal. Start journaling. Like, focus on journaling. Give thanks to the things that you have. Be grateful for the things that you have right now, because there's so much people that's worse off than you. Just give thanks for the little stuff and watch and see how God bless you, how you open doors to receive even bigger and better. Meditate. Use this time to meditate. Go out for walks. Start an exercise routine. Walking is the most simplest form. Like, you don't have to have a gym. I was so sad. Oh God, I can't go to the gym. I can't do this. I can't do that. It had to be the gym, until I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go out and walk. And I thought about my old walking trail, and boom, every day I'm going out walking. It could be somewhere in your neighborhood. Just find a walking trail. Get out, get active, get moving. It's so much things to do online. I see a lot of people doing online workouts via Zoom, YouTube. That's my best friend. YouTube has so many workout routines, workout videos. I'm sure you can just search for just about any kind of workout on YouTube. YouTube is my go-to. Start that cleaning project you always wanted to do, sis. Around the house, whatever it is, this is the perfect time to start that project. Declutter, get some DIYs in. I love DIYs. Ooh, I love me some DIYs. This is the perfect time, sis, to decorate your house, redecorate, do some DIYs, sis. I love me some DIYs. Ooh, I know you can't see your family and friends as often as you like. FaceTime your family and friends. FaceTime them while you in the house cooking, while you in the house watching TV. FaceTime with your loved ones. Stay connected. Read a book, some inspirational self-development books. Learn a new skill. This is my other favorite. I love podcasts. Listen to some podcasts. You can find a podcast on just about anything. Podcast is my other go-to for motivation, inspiration, whatever I want to be inspired about, whatever I want to hear, just business-wise, just anything spiritual. I pull up a podcast. I could listen to it on the go. I could listen to it from any room. I love me some podcasts. That's why I got my podcast. Podcasting, yes. Start a garden, sis. If you're into gardening, start a gardening. Gardening is so, I don't know. I love it. I love gardening. I don't know how to explain. I love gardening. That's my other thing. I used to have a gardening, but I don't really garden. I don't know if you call that garden. I don't know. I just have flower pots, and I just love. I put them on my to-do list on my refrigerator. Wake up, drink coffee, meditate, water my plants. Yes, just give me something to do, something else to focus on, and my plants are so beautiful that I put out. It just helps me to focus on something else aside from myself. And I love that. They're like my plant babies. I get to water them, talk to them, and watch them grow and blossom. And like I said already, now is the perfect time to start that side business. Grow your brand. That side hustle. Get with the program, sis. Get an extra stream of income, sis. Don't focus on that just one paycheck, boo. We're not doing that in 2020, honey. In 2020, our paychecks will be our play money, sis. Come on, sis. Put yourself in position to shift with the world. Put yourself in position to shift with what God is doing. He's doing a new thing. Sis, shift. Reprogram your mind. That's why I had to go through a lot of self-development books. And I had to read. And I had to do a lot of I follow a lot of YouTubers that's into like growth and leveling up and self-developing and reprogramming your mind. Not stuck in the same old ways doing the same old things. We got to be prepared to shift with the world. If you don't shift, sis, you're getting left behind, hun. I'm telling you, you can just goes to show you, if this don't open your eyes to see how fast that you can lose everything, your job that you thought like you're gonna have for the rest of your life, your job that you had for 20 years. Everybody's like being laid off. Like, if this does not open your mind, sis, I don't know what to tell you, and I don't know what else will, sis. This should open your mind. Like, sis, just make sure you're good. Focus on your health. Take care of you, because at the end of the day, if you're not good, you can't take care of nobody else. Focus on what matters, your health and your family, sis. Thank you so much, queens, for tuning in. Just checking on my sisters and making sure you guys are okay through this pandemic. And like I said before, sis, this too shall pass. Stay safe, sis. If this has been a blessing to you, please make a donation at my Cash App, which is $MissNurse1, $MissNurse1. Thank you. Stay blessed. Until next time, sis.